Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to see y'all.
You too.
Thank you for doing this with us. And
Thanks for asking.
let me just do our quick little plug for the fact that this is our episode 13. Am I wrong?
Ah, a
I just
lucky 13.
tried to do this whole thing on my fingers and think about all of our guests and be like, what episode 13? That's wild, really. I know I say that every week, like, oh my gosh, it's so crazy that we're at this point, but it's kind of awesome. First of all, thank you so much, Jeff, for joining us and doing this with us tonight. And if anyone pops in here and would like to help us push this out, you can tap the screen, give us some hearts. Just we don't need any gifts, or you don't need to spend any TikTok money on us, but if you just let us know or chat, you're wanting to push this out to other Run Talkers, we would love that.
First, let me say this is my Today Show, so thank you very much.
Aw,
I appreciate that.
I love it. Hey, you know, this is our Today Show also, if we're being quite honest. And yes, I am cracking open a Celsius. I gotta tell you guys a really funny story real quick, okay? So I just ran 3 miles because my training plan tells me I'm supposed to run 5 miles tomorrow, but I don't want to listen to that. That's silly, duh. So I ran 2 miles this morning and I was gonna run 5 miles tonight, right? Maddox tags along with me riding his bike. And about 9 minutes prior to 6:30, Jeff says to me, my Jeff says, are you coming home so that Maddox can make it to workout at 6:30? And we're 20 minutes from home. I still got 2 miles, 2 solid miles if I'm pushing myself really hard. So I ran 3.76 miles tonight and rode my bike, Maddox's bike, 2 miles because Maddox was on his bike. Jeff came and picked him up from where we were to take him to his workout. And I'm like, well, I guess I'm riding this kid's bike home. You made it
Love the
work.
chaos.
Yeah,
love the
luckily his
chaos
bike's about the same. So then I'm kind of like, oh my gosh, it's welcome to my life. Okay, enough about me. I just thought you guys would find that story funny. Jeff, let's just dig right in. How did you become a runner? Have you always been a runner?
Well, I was thinking about this, about answering this question. I was a runner back in junior high, long time ago, back when tracks were made out of little rocks called cinder, before they got the cool stuff.
Hey, I remember that. Our track had it.
There you go. I think, life goes on, and back in 2005, moved to North Carolina. Just to get out of the Michigan cold, and got into like a weight loss competition at work, and I just started running again and ended up training for a marathon. Ran the inaugural, the first Outer Banks Marathon
That's
in
cool.
North Carolina. Yeah, it was cool. Not for me. My IT band went out at like mile 20.
Oh.
My middle daughter, who was 8, 10 at the time, 12 maybe, met me on one of the bridges and walked across one of the bridges with me, which was cute. And then I was a runner for that till about 2009 when we moved to Texas, and nobody wanted to go to Texas. We had to go there for work back right when things started going crazy with the market and all that. And so put all that weight back on and moved to Florida in 2011, and my same middle daughter wanted to start running, and I'm like, okay, let's fire it up again and see what we can do. And start out with a mile, and then a couple miles, and lost all that weight again. And from 2009, no, 11, 2011, I've been running ever since.
Wow.
So didn't race a lot of races back then. I just ran to run. It was kind of therapy, I guess, for me.
Yeah. I
And
get that.
everything. So yeah, absolutely love it. It's to this day, I mean, I struggle a little bit more with loving it, but I still do enjoy going out and running.
Tell
Does
us.
your daughter still run? I'm curious about it.
No, she ran a couple days and was like, I'm good.
That's so funny because Lauren and I were about to ask the same question. I was like, I want to know more about your kids because you shared with us not very long ago that your son just, it was kind of a random thing, right? Like he just randomly was like, I'm gonna go for a run, and next thing you know, he's like half a marathon
12
in.
miles.
Yeah, it was insane. I mean, He's the only one left at home. I have two daughters. One lives in Colorado. She's 29, I guess, out there with mom. My middle daughter lives in Chicago, not too far from O'Hare. So that's where I'll be going after Relay Iowa to see her. So my son's 23, lives at home, and he signed up for the Double Bridge Run, which is one of my favorite all-time races. It's a 15K, start in Pensacola, end up at Pensacola Beach. Beautiful race in February. It's absolutely gorgeous. And then I came home I got up one morning to run, and he was gone. I thought he stayed at his girlfriend's house or something, and still not home when I get back from running. And I text him, like, where are you? He goes, oh, I'm out running. I'm like, okay. And he came back and he said, yeah, I just ran like 12 miles.
Just
12. It'd be 23. Yeah.
I just ran like 12 miles. Yeah. Like,
yeah, just 12 miles.
And, I'm taking 2 days off. I mean, it's normal for Lauren, but you know.
Yeah. But so, Jeff, I did get his shoes. Sorry.
Can you tell us a little bit about how the technology has changed and maybe how it's evolved for you as an individual, like with tracking manually versus technology today?
That is a really good question, because Ryan did that, what did you do in the olden days? And I busted out my little notepad of how I would track my runs before I got a Garmin. And you would literally take the car and drive and kind of generally know what distances were what. And I would write down I'd start a timer on my phone, and or I had a stopwatch, an old school stopwatch. And I would run and I would write down the time of day, how long it took me, the distance, what shoes I was wearing, kind of how I felt about that. So I've got like 2 years of a little notebook full of running stuff.
That's cool.
And then Garmin came out with their first Garmins, the ones that looked like a Tamagotchi size watch. It was huge. And you had to hook it to your computer with a cord, and you could upload all your running stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Right? Yeah, it was, it's nice. I love data. I love data. I don't track it as well as Kelby does, but I do love going back and looking at runs and seeing paces and heart rates and all that stuff.
That's really
like
cool.
Tracking your progress. I think that that part's the coolest part, is just being like, whoa, I was here and now I'm here. And like, I mean, that to me, you know, I'm not really a data person, and I'm not like keeping tabs on all of it, but it is fun to go back and look. I mean, I do have the data because of the fact that we all have these watches that tell us, like, you know, but I feel like I would be, for nostalgia purposes, happy to have that book to go back and be like, yeah, hey, check this out. Like, I think that's awesome that you actually were diligent with it and kept track of it. Because
it was really funny. It was really funny because some of it, I said, didn't run, sad. You know, it's just like, I don't know what was going on back then in 2007, but apparently I was sad that day.
Oh my gosh, you guys, it is hailing here right now.
Zach, no, I'm not saying the back part of that OH. You can keep that to yourself.
Jennifer,
oh, you guys.
Golf size hail right now. Not kidding.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, my car. I just got a brand new car, you guys. Anyway, go on.
Now, runner dad Zach's in the comments, and he's a Ohio State fan, and I'm obviously a Michigan fan. So that banter was kind of cool, you know, going back during football season and all that and everything. So,
Jeff, one of your special talents is Strava arts. Do you have any tips you can share for making those, but also hear some of your favorites?
Yeah, find yourself a sport field. Oh no, I hope she's okay. But find yourself a sports field. There's a soccer field right down the road in Ohio where I stay, and so you can kind of see the lines and everything. And I think one of my favorite ones, obviously, well, I think it was Valentine's Day last year or something, when I ran a giant heart. Then I put like my initials and Suzanne's initials in it in one corner.
Aww.
A little plus sign in it. That one was fun. And trying to spell run talk and squish it onto the field, because you got to kind of run in cursive.
Right.
it's a lot of fun. I mean, you Come on. I made shamrocks and I made flowers one day. So I'll have to go back and see if I can find those again.
Hey, I'm really sorry. I just had to go get my kid and make him move away from the window. Sorry.
Oh, no.
It's dramatic.
Yeah, safety first.
Well, I figured you guys would both be understanding of that simply because it, like, okay.
Yeah. So, Jeff, I feel like another thing you would do a really good job with is figuring out a way to fit in running when you're traveling, but also finding safe routes. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, I do travel a lot for work. I'm gone usually like 30 weeks out of the year, 120 some odd flights. So I do have to spend a lot of time away from home. As far as finding safe routes, I'm in the country right now. So pretty much everywhere I go, not a lot of Amish people abducting people at this time. But when I was in Pennsylvania a lot or Nebraska, it was just well-lit areas, places where there's generally more traffic, I guess. And I was thinking about this a lot, and I've been meaning to make a post on it, how the dynamic of men running in places and women running in places is such a difference, because I've never felt afraid. I've ran through New Orleans in the middle of the night, or, you know, other big cities I've been in, and I've never had that concern, and it's always kind of weighed on me to kind of speak out about that, but I've never been able to put it into a video where I thought it came across well, I guess.
Yeah, and that's okay. You just simply being a supportive male, I think, means a lot to women in general.
Is your house collapsing, Jen?
You guys, I mean, it just keeps getting bigger. Like, I've never seen it this big. I'm so sorry, Jeff. Like, this.
It's okay. If we all gotta drop, it's.
Well,
I completely understand.
I was right by the window, and I'm sitting away from the window now. So anyway, I cannot believe this is literally happening right now. So I'm so sorry about that.
No, that's okay. I gotta make sure you're safe.
This is the live part of this, I guess.
Yes, exactly.
All the hailstorm. I want you to tell us a little bit about the best places you have found to run out and about, because you are all over the place. I mean, you're traveling nonstop.
Yes, I am. And I was thinking about this too, because I figured this would come up. The Pacific Northwest in the States is one of my favorite places to run. It's absolutely gorgeous. The weather out there in the summer and spring is beautiful. I loved running out there. I actually enjoy running in big cities when I get a chance.
Yeah.
New Orleans is one of my favorite cities to run around. The French Quarter, especially early in the morning, because you don't know what you're going to see. The bars are still going and there's people still wandering around drinking, so it's always fun to see that. But my all-time favorite run that I've done, and it was hard to narrow this down, but it was in Kerry, Ireland.
Wow, cool.
I took off and I ran like 4.5 miles out to this castle. Wow. And kind of walked around that a little bit, and then kind of ran back through the country. That one was probably one of the prettiest runs I've been on, and enjoyed that. Iceland was cool. I mean, just to be in Iceland to run, that was absolutely amazing. And Greece was very hilly. That one was, and we stayed at the bottom of the volcano in Santorini, so you had to run like a mile up to get to the flat area.
So, gosh, you have seen, that is so cool. That is
I've gotten lucky.
So how about terrain, like being in different locations? What would you say is your favorite terrain to run in or on?
I am a road runner. I really do enjoy the trails, and I found a couple by me in Florida that one I ran and the other one we've walked, but I just haven't made it out there to run. They're just not, I gotta drive to them. Which really isn't that big of a deal, but I'm a road runner. It's just kind of what I've done forever, and I realize I go through shoes faster running on the road than I do running anywhere else.
That's okay. You can just get new shoes then. I mean,
yeah, exactly. I got a hookup.
You got a couple of them, actually.
Yes. Zach, no, I haven't caught the ultra bug yet. The marathon distance was a tough train for me, but I'm not saying no, but I'm not saying yes yet.
I'm right there with you. I get that.
Deb, I hate to break it to you, but in Relay Iowa, you will technically be running an ultra distance, just not
Perfect.
All at once.
That's fine. I mean, that I did that in Hood to Coast. I mean, that was enjoyable. I'm looking forward to it because I'll have you guys to annoy.
Well, I don't know.
I don't think you'll annoy us.
I don't think so either. That's what I was just going to say. No worries.
Yeah. I told
you. Iowa. Besides Relay Iowa, do you have any other races on the schedule?
Not this year, I don't. I do want to look for a fall 5K or 10K or something to run, something by me down in Florida, or even Peachtree City has some really good races that I did last year or the year before the Philly Marathon I was training for. I haven't really signed up for anything. So.
I don't know if you saw Leah's comment, but she has a great suggestion with Salina in November.
Salina in November. I'll see if I can pull I got a pretty busy late summer fall. There's something going on, so I'm going to.
Yeah, Jeff, are you willing to share what that is?
Yeah, before she joins the live, I was told not to invite all of Run Talk to Pensacola Beach in late August for a wedding.
Come on! So. Can a few of us be invited?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll work out a way to get you guys on the list. Absolutely. So, yes, I'm getting married in August, late Yay. August. So.
I know that's exciting. Yeah. That's
very
awesome.
Exciting. Yeah.
I don't think I don't think anything running related will top that day. So.
No, but I do get to run in Italy, on the honeymoon. So I got that going for me.
Oh wow, that's where you guys are gonna go. That's so awesome. What made you pick Italy?
We kind of went through a list of places we each have wanted to go, and we both realized that Italy was one of them, like the Amalfi Coast and Rome. It's all kind of right there. And it sounds like, you know, a lot of airline travel, but it cost me $112 round trip because I've got all the airline miles.
Yeah.
So awesome. I take advantage of it while I still can.
As you should.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, come down to Pensacola Beach. We'll run on Friday morning and then go have a party.
That's awesome.
Well, I am interested in doing the double bridge run someday. I do think that could be a good time for a race, especially in the South.
It is. It's been from like 10, 15 degrees at start to this year. I think it was perfect. It was like in the 30s. But you run like down through Pensacola, and then you turn south when you hit the bridge, and you always have a tailwind. So that cold kind of drops, and then you run over two big bridges, but the worst is mile seven, you run up a down ramp, and it's pitched, so there's no flat spot, and by that point your legs are burning, and you can't get past over that. You can't get over that little part fast enough. But it is gorgeous.
What's the elevation gain approximately on the bridges?
I think it's like 300 feet overall. I think they're like 150 feet over the water because they do send the big barges up underneath them and everything. Mm-hmm. And one bridge is literally 3 miles long. It's called the 3 mile bridge, and you hit it at mile three and you come off and you finish the 10K. The spectators on the course, it's very sparse through the middle because it's a bridge.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But the little town of Gulf Breeze where the 5K starts, they're all just like, woo! And then at the finish line, you come down a chute and it's lined on both sides and everybody's yelling for you. Then
That's
you go
awesome.
Get your beer and your banana.
And the banana.
You get your fries.
And hopefully a medal.
Yes, Alan, they got cool medals. They really do. It's there was a guy training for the Olympic marathon that has ran that 15K as a training and had won it for like 7 years in a row.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Come on down. I got plenty of room.
You have so many, like, I mean, just the places that you've already been, places, you know, like the things that you've gotten to do, that part of it in itself is just like, you get to see so much more as a runner than you do just as a regular tourist, because you actually, you kind of go and find a way to get lost into, you know, and I'm not all that experienced with that because, number one, I've run a lot of just Iowa. Like, everything I've done is just Iowa. Like, hearing, you know, you guys talk about the locations and the different places to go, I obviously would love to get more into that, and hopefully in the future will be, but.
And Steph, it's a good way to kind of learn where you are too, you know, and with Map My Run and even Garmin maps and everything, you can kind of find where places are and everything, and then kind of run out to it and run back. And
you said the Pacific Northwest is your favorite, like specifically a state, like.
I spent a lot of time in Portland we got a facility out there in Portland. So I spent a lot of time in the Portland area, and that's where I hooked up with a team to run the Hood to Coast Relay, which is similar to Relay Iowa, but the segments are more structured type of thing. And I did run through Seattle and everything, but just running through the Portland terrain and through the trails and everything. I think Sarah Whitman's up in that area, and seeing her trail runs, I've been on some of those trails before.
That's cool. Yeah. You probably watch a lot of Run Talkers and are like, oh yeah, I've been there. Yeah. Hey, I've been there.
That's the one thing I love about this community that we've built, is seeing like you guys runs in Iowa or in Northern Illinois and the terrains and out in the country and there's nothing.
Yeah.
And then you come across some people that I follow that run through Austin. So I see their runs through Austin and all that. It is definitely one of the more enjoyable things out of this Run Talk community that I found.
How did that happen? How did you get into, you know, sharing here on TikTok? Or like, how did you even, like, I'm interested to know that story for everybody.
Absolutely. Well, I started TikTok to document someone who just went through a divorce and online dating in his 50s.
Okay.
You know, and kind of that thing. And
it's totally different than running.
Exactly. Well, you are running usually away from someone, but you different type of running. I started following some running people, and I tried to go back and remember who was like the first run person I followed, and I can't remember. I remember like
probably Doug. I feel like Doug was a lot of people's.
Doug
first.
Was there. Yeah. Pastry Chef Danny. I saw her running stuff and cooking stuff, so she was like early on in the Run Talk community that I followed, and then it was just everybody started trickling in, and it shifted from the dating aspect of what I wanted to do to I travel for work and now I run. So it was kind of nice. And I got lucky in the dating side of things. I didn't spend too much time on the apps. So that was good.
We got pretty lucky on the running side too, because look at all of our connections now.
I know. And Taylor, you're right. I used to work with Taylor. He's in there saying, I'll kick my coverage. And I'm like, yes, I absolutely did. She is supposed to be in here. I don't know if she figured out how to watch the live or not, but
I saw her name pop up at one point. So,
okay. She's probably, she told me to relax and breathe. And I'm like, I'll do my best.
Were you nervous to talk with us? Did you think we were going to hit you with the hard hitting journalistic questions?
Oh man, just, I was waiting. Like, why is your pace so slow? What has happened?
Yeah, that I'm the last person that's going to ask that one.
Well, you're a natural.
No, I love seeing everybody's growth too. Yeah. I mean, that is what is awesome, and really enjoy seeing all of it.
I know that
I think a lot of people got into the Run Talk space somewhat unintentionally. It's like you maybe posted running content, and when I started on TikTok, I really had no idea what I was doing, and it wasn't running related. And then I posted a running video that performed really well, and I had all these people supporting me, and now it's evolved to this. And so that's my wish for anybody in this space, is to find the community that is really present if you put yourself out there.
Warren, you're like the runner's princess. She look at her, like, look at her eyes. Did you see her just look at me like, why?
I really thought Dan was the runner's princess.
Because you're the runner's princess, because you are the one who literally has built and brought everyone together.
Oh,
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that. I can't take credit for that. I've been fortunate to be able to meet a lot of people in person, and I think that that has really helped with the networking piece. And
the queen of run talk.
Queen of run talk. Get your
All
little
right,
crown.
Y'all.
Well, I guess. Okay, did you see that one too? Yep, that was the queen move, Lauren.
Ashley,
Peasants.
I love that you think that. I do, but.
Yeah, and speaking of Ashley, how can you not just be happy when you see her videos, right? You can be down and her video pops up and she's smiling and just very positive about everything. And it brightens my day when they come across my page.
It is the coolest
thing. And working hard. She's
yeah,
going to be
yes.
half marathon this year. Like, how cool is that?
Absolutely. And I think she's from Michigan, too.
Yep, Ashley didn't know she was getting a major shout out in this episode tonight, but I love everything about it.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's the thing that I love about this in general is that we've for the most part, we have been able to find a collective group of people that support each other, and everyone is doing something so different, but it's still a positive space, and like it's a place to go and be where you can find people that are so different than you but yet doing a lot of the same things and then support you where you're at. And I just think that's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. You can, if you want to find somebody that's doing run streaks and kind of join them, you've got that side of it, and people that just run to run and everything. So it's such a broad dynamic, but we're all brought together by this one thing of running and enjoying running either on a treadmill or outside.
Yeah.
Jeff, now that you've mentioned run streaks, can you tell us a little bit about your experience with a run streak? Because I think it's an important,
yes.
an important yeah. thing.
I'd started this year with a couple goals, and the run streak one I didn't make public. It was something that I kind of kept to myself for a couple reasons, and in the beginning it was fine and I enjoyed it going out, and then there were times when it was like I just got to go run 1 mile, right? And then that got to a point where it was more having to run that 1 mile than actually just going out and enjoying a run or being able to skip a day because I worked in the yard all day and I didn't feel like running the next day. And it took a while, and I finally said, I want to stop this because it's taking the joy of running away from me, as being me feeling I got to force myself to go out and just trudge through a mile just because I got to trudge through a mile. Mm-hmm. Oh, there she is.
So you were on a run streak and then decided, nope, I'm done, because of the fact that
yep.
you found it to become something that was more of a chore than it was actually enjoyable.
Correct. Absolutely. And I don't want running to be that. Running's the escape from all that for me.
Right.
I didn't run this morning as I didn't want to get up at 4. So I got back to the hotel about 6 and decided it's been a rough day. I just want to go run a nice easy 4 miles, and that's what I did, and it de-stressed the day, and I didn't feel forced to do it, and I just felt like, hey, this is enjoyable now.
Yeah, I think that's so interesting to bring up, you know, like, because I find myself sometimes like getting, you know, I did it, I can say that I got into running because I wanted it to be a way to help me lose weight. You know, I mean, I think that's initially everybody preaches that, and now it's not. And I know that it has nothing to, it supports it, but it has nothing really to do with it.
Yep.
But I also, I struggle with feelings of guilt sometimes if I don't do it because of the fact that I used it for, you know, and it's like wrapping your head around the fact that like, okay, I'm not ruining all progress I've ever made ever if I just don't do it. You know, I think that that's a run streak too, is something that I think people, we get, you know, we develop that same mentality in our head. Like, if I don't do this, like I'm failing. And it's like, no, you're just not doing the one thing that your body's telling you not to do today. You know, I don't know. Do you feel that way as well? Or like, what do you think about that?
I do, and I'm a firm believer. The older I get, just listen to your body. It will tell you what you need. Like tonight wasn't a great run, as I didn't sleep well the night before, and I can tell. And then tomorrow I'll get up and run because I got to get on a plane tomorrow night to come home. But I may have a great run because I got better sleep or something. And so I'm really a big proponent of listen to your body. It will tell you what you need in those areas and kind of go from there. And don't for if you don't force yourself to do something that you aren't comfortable doing at that point, and I think that may do more harm in your psyche than more good.
I was glad you mentioned about it wasn't fun for you anymore because Owen, I know he was a previous guest on here a few like a month ago, and his advice for everyone was the best way to like for running, the best advice he could give was to have fun with it. And I think that is a big distinction in what keeps runners running for the long haul versus it being more of a fad or a phase for them. Because if running feels like it's cumbersome and reaches a point where it's no longer like fulfilling you, then that's absolutely when people drop off. And so I'm glad that you had the self-awareness. Now, I also know there's people that I know personally who their run streak like fuels them and is like the thing that is like their, that lights their fire. And I love that for them. But I'm with you, Jeff. I did a run streak for 70 days last fall, and at day 70, I was like, not enough. Like, it was fun. I enjoyed doing this to some extent, but like, I didn't see value in me continuing it long term for the reasons why I run. So,
And that's just it. I mean, for those that it does actually fuel them, and that's because they enjoy that part of it. And like, I would never suggest to someone like, hey, if you should take a break just because. But if you're sitting here exhausted and you're like, oh my gosh, I have to do this. Like everything you're doing in your own head is trying to talk you into it. Every single thing. It's like exhausting to get yourself to do it. It's like, why are you doing that then? If it's not fun, why are you doing it? And that's the biggest
Exactly.
thing. If it's not fun, why? It's like a lot of people will talk about being consistent with exercise and I will tell people, you can do any activity that you want to do. The only thing that matters is that you enjoy doing it at some point. Like, yes, it's difficult. Yes, it makes you breathe hard. But if you're not enjoying it, you're not looking forward to it, you're not getting a release out of it, then don't do it. Like, why do
Yeah,
you
there's
try?
lots of options.
Yeah, why do
Yeah,
you
there's
try?
lots of options.
Yeah, like, oh, it's just crazy to me. And I think we've built, a lot of people have built this idea that exercise has to be this torture.
No.
I
That's what
used to
work's
be that
for. Work
person.
is your torture.
Yeah,
You go to
right?
work to be
Oh.
tortured, and running's supposed to be fun.
Yes.
And that's the other thing I love about some of the video, like Zach's videos. And I can't remember her name. She has the blenders are gooder glass sunglasses, and their run videos are quirky and funny, and you can just tell they're out there enjoying it. And I think that's why it takes me sometimes like an hour to just run 3 or 4 miles, because you're out there trying to be goofy and film it
Make
just to
content.
have a good time. Yeah, exactly, just have a good time.
Yeah. But I mean,
There
it's
are
true.
aspects where you should take the time. Like, if you see something cool in nature and or like a butterfly or a cool deer, like, of course you should take the time.
Exactly, and because I mean, they may not be there tomorrow when you're out running.
Exactly.
Harry says in the chat, when it feels like a chore, I take a step back. Perfect advice. I could not have said that better. Like, when it feels like a chore, I take a step back.
Yes, Ashley, that's who that is. Running with Hort. That's
Yes,
the
Dana.
yeah. She's got the cool.
All pink.
She spins a lot, and I'm like, I fall down getting out of a car. I'm not gonna do that. No.
Oh, that's awesome. So, Jeff, when you go to different places, like, I think that is the one of the coolest things about being able to make content is just being in different places every time you're, being able to be out running and, like,
Yeah,
I love that.
it is really cool, especially this time of the year in Central Ohio, is like all the baby animals are out. So if I would have had time to run down through the country, it would have been nothing but like baby horses and goats and sheeps and everything. And it is my favorite time to run here. Obviously, my allergies despise me, but it is really cool to do that and
everything's
find
like
different places.
Fresh and...
Yeah, you know, everything's green and coming back to life, and it's not negative 23 degrees, and I'm covered in ice.
Which you did run in without a face mask, and that is insanity.
I got a stiff talking to about that, but the weather app said it wasn't that cold until I got back and looked at a different weather app and said, oh yeah, it's negative 23 off.
Well, I feel like you said initially it was like -7 or something.
Yeah.
And for the length of time you were out there, I was like, there's no way. Like, it had to have been colder because you were frosty.
And my hands were, I had two pairs of gloves on and my hands still stung half an hour later when I took a shower in the warm water. That was probably the worst weather.
Lauren and I wanted to ask you about, how do you plan gear for every location that you're at? Because you travel so much for work. I mean, like, do you have a summer suitcase and a winter suit? Like, what do you do and how do you plan that?
Luckily, for work, I can get by with like two pairs of jeans for the week, like wear one on the plane, and I'm only here for like 3 or 4 days. I can pack pretty condensed cold weather gear, but when it gets that frosty, I do have a larger bag that I take and I check because I've got to take an extra coat or everything. But normally you can run in like a long sleeve and a couple pairs of long pants and you're good. But I can pack pretty, I only have to pack one pair of shoes, like running shoes, which is nice.
Do you typically opt for outside over the treadmill, or do you sometimes run on the treadmill?
I don't like the treadmill. I will do it if it's a necessity, but I'm getting called out. I have to be reminded to take cold weather gear. Yes. I don't like the treadmill that much. I applaud all y'all that can run for 2 hours on a treadmill. That's 4 days worth of running. And I will opt for outside. I will tell a funny story. A couple years ago, one of the hurricanes were coming on shore in Florida, and I timed it between the hurricane bands to go run, get my run done. You have about 45 minutes to an hour. So I said, okay, there's a gap. And I went out and ran. It was raining, but it wasn't like blowing really hard. So yeah, I would prefer to run outside.
That's funny. I mean, you know, we talk about the treadmill versus outdoors. I will tell you, I prefer outdoors myself, but I have a fancy treadmill and there's someone talking to me. So that makes it a little bit easier for me to do. And they, you know, they give you cues on what you're supposed to do. Now, if I was straightforward, not having anything and had to constantly rely on a show or on just music, I think I would like it less. But the fast portion of it for me with having a Peloton makes it a little bit more enjoyable because there's some direction on what I'm doing.
You know? Oh, so you have a real person talk to you, not just voices in your head?
Yeah, well.
Well, because that's usually my problem.
The people on the screen and they think that I act like they're, well, you know, a couple of them are friends of mine now. Because kind of, but that's a whole other story, guys. Whole other story.
Nice.
That's too
bad. I'm loving the packing comments about people talking about how they hate packing and everything. It's cracking me up.
But it's an interesting thing because, you know, I even when I go to my sister's who lives an hour and a half away, I have a run bag and a regular bag because I want to make sure that I have, you know, like if it rains, I want to have my coat. And if it does this, I want to have that. You know, it's a matter of being prepared. And I can't imagine my head spins 500 miles a minute, so I can't imagine going and traveling for work so regularly to where I had to be prepared for whatever weather conditions came up. So it is an interesting thing for, you know, especially for people to kind of to talk about. And having a run bag, I guess,
there you go.
Obviously that weird, is it?
I don't think so. I mean, I wouldn't open my suitcase close to people when I get home after traveling, you know, it's a little ripe. But the other good thing is if you forget something, you do get to go to the running store and buy stuff because they left my luggage in Charlotte in February And I got here and it was a bad travel day and I wanted to go run that night when I got in and I got they tw she twisted my arm to go buy myself new running shoes. So, you know, that was a benefit.
Doesn't hurt to have an extra pair.
It doesn't, you know. I don't have a rack of shoes like people.
It's okay, I don't either.
Moving on. I don't even want to talk about, we won't even talk about that.
But
Hey,
it
Jeff,
looks
what are you
clean.
most excited for about Relay Iowa? I mean, I know you haven't done it yet, but.
One, I have yet to meet anybody off of Run Talk. And it's ironic that I haven't run into Linz because I've been in her neighborhood running before and we just haven't like crossed paths. But I'm looking forward to meeting everybody. And then I really want to run in the middle of the night. I think that is so awesome. I didn't really get to do that in Hood to Coast. Like my latest run was like at 8:30. So I'm looking for one of those late night, overnight runs, and then the sleep deprivation, of course, because for the hallucinations, you know.
So what you're saying is you're willing to run all of the nighttime miles.
Yeah, sure. Why
Yeah,
not?
I'll take them too. We've got this.
Yeah, we got man. It really is. I'm looking for the experience. One, right? I get to meet 11 other crazy people that love this sport that we do, and
Actually,
then get
more
to
than
run across.
11. There'll be lots of others on the
Oh,
eight.
that's right. Oh, that's right. The rest of the crew that's coming in. That's right. So and then running across an entire state. I get to say that I participated in an event that ran across the entire state of Iowa.
I don't know if you saw Ryan Reynolds is in
Yes.
the
Ryan is in the chat. Welcome to the party, man. You're late.
Yeah, he'd like to hallucinate together with us or with you.
Yeah, that's right, man. Like Andy Glaze's hallucinations. I want that level.
I mean, I'm looking forward to that like portion of the meetup, like where we get to meet up with some of the other teams, like and you know, like maybe be able to
Yeah.
run a couple miles with other people. Like that part of it will be so fun. I'm really looking forward to that. And like, I mean, the coolest thing to me is that this is my home. This is what I love Iowa. I will tell people that all the time. It's so beautiful. It's one of the most underrated places you'll ever come to visit. And like, I'm privileged to have everybody come here. That part of it in itself. I mean, that being said, I'm clearly a newbie at this whole thing, and I will probably be one of the more high maintenance gals. I'm gonna do my best. I mean,
It's all right.
I'll keep Jen under control. You are in my
She's
control.
already gonna have to be like, knock it off.
We got both ends of the spectrum. I was just wondering if like three pairs of running clothes is enough. Yeah,
No,
it's
I
three
would bring a
days.
few extra just in case, especially if it ends
Just
up
in
being
case.
a rainy year because your gear
Oh,
won't
that's right.
dry out in time.
Yeah,
That
you
is
need to
true.
prepare for literally, I mean, you like in a
Yeah.
moment's notice, it could golf ball size hail because that just happened here, guys.
Jen, let's not jinx it. We had sickness
No.
last year. We don't need golf ball size hail this year.
No,
And
I'm just saying, like, Lauren, my whole yard is covered. It looks like it snowed and
Oh.
like hail like this.
I believe you.
I would never ever have been like, I've got to move the screen ever, you guys. Anyway. It's crazy. Hail is one of those things that gets me. I think it's so weird.
I do want to say that I was supposed to be on the team last year, and then my appendix decided to not want to be in my body anymore, so I missed it. But I, even though what you all went through, I still had some FOMO of not being there and suffering through that for some reason with you guys. But I will take a nice, smooth year this year.
Yes, hopefully there is no sickness. That is my
Yes.
biggest wish for every single team. No illness.
Exactly.
There will be
Yeah.
no sickness. Done. Manifested, done.
Yeah, manifesting that into existence for sure.
There will be no sickness. I mean, none. There will
We're
be.
saying
Or do we
it
get
now,
those?
and we will play this back after the fact and be
Yes.
like, look at what we did.
Yes,
Or do we just get those
Ryan
big
nailed
orbs and
it.
run in those
Lots of
orbs?
Casey's pizza.
Yeah.
Everyone has to try Casey's Taco Pizza if they have not.
I'm
And
down.
breakfast pizza.
Okay.
Yeah. Are we gonna do veggies on it? Can we do like one with veggies and bacon and sausage?
Of
Because
course.
that hits different.
Let's do it. I'm all about veggies.
Jeff, what kind of stuff do you fuel with, like as far as long runs, like what's your like limit? Here's where I fuel for running. Like what kind of foods do you have prior to? Do you just normal food or gel or?
I would say anything over 6 miles or so, I'll usually eat something beforehand. Like just my normal 4, 3, 4, 5 miles, it's usually a banana. Or really big fan of peanut butter, honey, and banana sandwiches.
Yeah, that sounds
for fuel. I do. I haven't had any like gels or goos while running in a while because I haven't like gone like big distances like when I was training for the marathon. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I found a couple goos that I like. I got some Cliff Blocks from the Philly Marathon. I haven't tried yet. They're just sitting in a shoebox. But yeah, I mean, always, I've learned in the summer to take water no matter how far the distance is in Florida. I mean, it's bad. It gets really oppressive in your like 14, 15 minute miles and you think, what happened? But then you realize it's 112.
Yeah, and 95% humidity, right?
Yes, exactly. You decide I'm just going to be sweaty that day and walk outside once.
Yeah. Definitely need to jump in the pool as soon as you're done.
Oh, that is enjoyable as well.
I wondered last summer, I remember, I feel like I might have even said something to Lauren, like, oh my gosh, I feel like I've lost all my progress. And she's like, it's hot. What are you talking
about? It's hot.
It's hot. It's not as easy to run.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone experiences that, especially as you begin to acclimate to the warmer temps.
Well,
you have like that moment of panic and then you realize, wait a sec, it's just hot.
Yeah, today was kind of like that because I got out and like there was no movement in the air, you know, and I went right. It was right before this, and it was kind of that feeling of like, oh great, here we go, it's back.
Well, thank goodness you didn't start late and get caught up.
Oh my god,
that was terrifying.
Yeah, well, I manifested that.
She had to get back for this.
Yeah, I knew. I was actually, the good part was I thought this started at 7 tonight. So I was
home. There you go.
Taking a time, still wearing run clothes and was going to get on here wearing run clothes. And then I was like, oh, 7:30? I called Lauren, 7:30? Yes. Yeah. Twice.
No. Well, I'm just glad it wasn't tomorrow because I wouldn't be able to do this tomorrow.
No, we're glad that you're a part of our team. I cannot wait to just have everybody in one room, you know, out in one space, I guess. Room for one day, right? Like, and then after that, it's go time, but.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Lauren, should I bring a comfortable lawn chair?
Sure. Why not?
Okay.
We have put in the back of the truck.
Yeah.
Sit in
anything
it.
That I forget, Jeff can bring to me when we get to, you know, the closer location to my house.
Perfect. Yeah.
I'm just people. Like, I'm not bringing you anything. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, the other Jeff.
I know. Jeff.
My Jeff.
There you go.
I'll talk about my husband and we're like, wait, what Jeff?
Jeff, are you willing to share your greatest running advice, either that you've received or that you, from yourself, would like to share with runner?
The first piece of advice I ever got was, go get shoes. All right, that's pretty standard, but I think a lot of people getting into running don't realize how much of a difference it makes if you get put into the right shoe. The other one is you really can't drink enough water. You can't stay hydrated enough when you're training and running big miles and big distances and fueling. I mean, I did start running to lose weight, but then I realized after I got to a point, I ate everything I could get my hands on after running. So just make sure you're fueling properly and enjoy it. Really enjoy the whole process. It's going to hurt for a while. So I told my son, I'm like, you're going to be sore for a couple of weeks and then it's just going to go away and you will just enjoy where you are in whatever stage of the running process you're in. And I look back on a lot of 10 years ago when I was a lot faster, and I enjoy running now just as much, running those 7 minute miles that I did back in my 40s. So it's just enjoy the entire process of what running can bring to you.
Yeah. And it's impressive because you have had great longevity in with yeah. running. And so yeah, I think that's what all of us ultimately strive for, is to be in the sport for the long haul.
Yeah, and that it really has, it's changed my life in so many ways, from like losing weight to seeing different places that I've been and making new friends and everything. And I've ran by myself and trained by myself pretty much my whole life. I've never been around. Well, North Carolina had a person that we were running at the same time and got to know each other, but I've always been a runner by myself until recently. And Suzanne started running, and we go out and run occasionally together, that type of thing, which is really, really fun and enjoyable to have that dynamic that I've never had before. And if you have a great support system at home, that is huge too. Yeah. It really takes a lot of pressure off you having your person that's like, hey, go get your run in. It'll be all right. Or you need to go run now. It's usually what happens.
I've gotten that before.
I didn't get it tonight, but I got it before. Yeah. And I got there the look of, really? Did you think this one through at all? Because I had to come pick your kid up on the side of a road. But
yeah, there's that, you know.
There really is, though, something to be said about, even on a run that's not a great run or you're not feeling your best, you still feel such a sense of accomplishment as soon as you're done. At least I do. And I think that that's ultimately why you get through those struggle runs.
Exactly. Like, I only ran 4 miles today, and you say only, but find somebody and I want you to run a straight line for 4 miles and see how far away you are. Mm-hmm. You really don't realize how far that distance is if you are covering it in a small confined area, but run straight for 12 miles and you're in another town.
Yep.
So that's the other thing as runners, we kind of beat on ourselves as, oh, I only, or I just did, as opposed to, wow, I ran 3 miles today.
Yeah.
It's all about perspective.
Yeah.
So all my perspective.
Yeah. The advice is enjoy it. I mean, if this is something you're doing just for fun, or you want to train for a marathon or qualify for Boston, which has been the topic of conversation of late, enjoy it.
Yeah. You know, one thing that we didn't really talk about was that earlier in the year, you had an injury that you had surgery and were recovering. And I just think it's cool that you didn't let that stop you from progressing into coming back to running. And a lot of times you've seen people that have said things like, oh, well, this has happened to me, so now I can't. And it's like, did you decide, in my thought process is, can you really not, or did you decide that you can't? And I think that, for where you're at, I think that's one thing that, you can talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So back in May of last year, I had appendicitis. So I was out was supposed to be 4 weeks, and I had to go back in with an abscess. So I was out for like 6 weeks. And I kept wanting to run, and I kept being told, wait, the doctor said on this day. So on that day, I went running and just slowly got back into it. It takes a little bit longer to get there. And I had to have hernia surgery in right before Thanksgiving. You pay for your deductible, you might as well get everything done you can.
Yeah.
And that was another 6 weeks I was out, and I knew I was going to be out, so it wasn't like I was stressing about not running. I did miss it, but when I got that, I think it was Christmas Day was when I got cleared to run, and I went out and ran a couple miles on Christmas, and then it was just, I missed it. I really did. And it didn't feel forced. It felt natural to go back out after that big gap of time. And I think if you got that mindset of, this is something I enjoy and something that's missing from my life, you'll get back into that a little bit sooner.
You figure out a way. Yeah. I almost wonder that sometimes, cause like I have a lot of like limiting thoughts sometimes where I tell myself like, oh, I mean, even today, knowing that I'm in a space where running, doesn't make me breathe heavy and it doesn't make me feel like I'm exhausted, I still have that mindset sometimes of, this is going to be really, really hard. When then I get out, I'm like, oh, actually, that part of it's not the hard part. It's getting my legs to go through, building the strength in my legs. And, I mean, it's just all the things that go through your head. that are
And
attached are so crazy.
The one thing that comes to mind a lot is it didn't take me 6 weeks to get to where I am. It took a long time of building base. So losing 6 weeks isn't going to take all that away.
Right.
Right. I'm not going back to the step one of my running journey. Sure, it takes a little bit longer, and my legs were sore for a couple of days, but then it's like I never didn't miss a stride.
Love it. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's such a good way to think about it, and to know that, you know, you have had different things happen to where it could have prevented you. It could have stopped you from longer. And, you know, just the fact that you're like, okay, nope, do it.
I'm getting called out again.
Oh, but in a sweet way.
Yes, yeah, very
come
sweet.
Back and you've come back very strong. I mean, you've had a very strong year of running so far, and I hope that it continues through the duration.
Yeah. My other big goal is 1,500 miles. I'm a little bit behind because I took a couple too many days off in April. But I just kind of summer push through early morning runs, maybe double up a couple days when it's nice and have fun.
Yeah. I was kind of to piggyback off what you just said, Warren, with the whole watching progress from everybody has been a really fun thing. Like Doug's progressing, I'm progressing,
oh, I know.
They're progressing. Like it's really cool to watch our group like have all these personal goals and then crush it. I just
and
that's so much
fun. I agree. I'm like watching Rob train for his half.
Yeah, that
and kind of knowing where he is in that progression, and you know, it's just around the corner, and he's, you know, the legs are heavy now, but he's peaking at the right time and everything. So, and the way that we cheer each other on is something that is super amazing. You can just be like, hey, I'm running a 5K this weekend out at the beach for Save the Reef. And everybody's like, yeah, go get it. Yeah, you got this.
And there's many others on TikTok as well. And then talk, there's two women I follow, Emily and Kay, and they both recently have had babies. And one was, Kay was just recently cleared. Emily's been back at it a little bit longer, but that's basically where I started on my TikTok journey. So I really resonate with the moms getting back into running postpartum. So I have such a soft spot for that. And I find that so empowering. And so again, there's so many examples of really like everyday people doing pretty spectacular things with their running. And that's, I think, ultimately what Run Talk is highlighting. And that's why I will always want to be part of this.
Yeah, absolutely. I know back in when the app was supposed to go away, we all kind of did the same thing on the other platforms, which was super cool because we weren't going to miss seeing everybody's journey that we've kind of coalesced around. And it is super fun that when I open TikTok and go to my friends' pages and see everybody's runs for the day, I'm like, all right, yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah.
That part of it is cool. I mean, we're literally like watching, like without it being said, you know, without it always being said. And I'm like the first one that is not as like great at jumping on and scrolling through the videos because I'm, you know, it's kind of one of those things. And I'm just like, as soon as I do, I'm like, oh, oh my gosh. Oh, you'll notice when I do, because all of a sudden I'm like, heart, 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 heart.
Yeah. Same thing, because I spend a lot of time in a hotel room by myself. So that's kind of what I do at night. And I'll see one of our videos come up and I'll like it. I'll go to the comments and it's from like February.
Right? You're like, I'm not stalking. I'm a little behind. It's fine.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, shit.
I've even had a few randomly from people that were from November. I was like, come on, get with it.
Well, like, that could be me. I'll go back to your page and I'll sit and be like, oh, I never watched that. Why didn't I see that? Like, why didn't I see these? Like, part, 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 part. Like, I try to do it, number one, out of support, and number two, because I'm not seeing it when I need to see it. I suppose it was like on the day that it posts or something. I don't know how it works. Yeah, Ashley, the algorithm is crazy.
I need to read Ryan's quote. Is yes. Read that?
Okay. Yeah, it is. Yeah, Run Talk is the reflection of running, which is the reflection of the beauty of the human spirit.
Very well said. I love that, Ryan.
I do. I love that too.
Excellent.
That's a good one. I can't wait to meet you,
runners,
Ryan, when we get to Relay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just so
he's going to be there.
Yes.
Awesome. I've seen a lot of new runners pop across my For You page, and they have like 200 followers, 150 followers, and it's just like, okay, instant follow, you know, come find this community that we've built from the ground up and is super supportive. So it's always nice to find new runners on here too.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's cool, you know, to get a perspective of different advice too, because I will tell you that, like, I take pieces of advice from everybody. Like, if I'll ask someone a question and then this person tells me, this person tells me, this person tells me, I fit it into what works for me. And I just like the fact that, you know, everybody has something to offer. Everybody does.
Exactly. Well, very well put.
Well, you guys, that brings us to the end. I will have to report back to let you know if my car made it through the hailstorm. For one.
That was fast. Yeah, please do.
Yeah, Jeff, thank you so much for joining Lauren and I tonight. Liz is obviously, she's out because she has prior obligations at work. But you guys can catch an episode on YouTube dropping tonight with Mary Grace, which if you missed it, please go back and catch it. You will laugh hysterically. and tonight's episode will be posted on Amazon Podcast, Spotify, and YouTube next week when we have our next episode. But this will be available maybe as soon as Friday. We said this weekend it will drop and it will be available. So we want to thank everybody for joining us again tonight. Yes. And we will be back next week.
Right. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate it. It was
thank
fun.
You so much, Jeff. Right. This was such a great talk.
Love you guys.
Have a good night, guys.
You too. Bye.